Unit 3. Features of Less Developed Countries.
Page number 19. Structure. 3.0. Objectives. 3.1. Introduction. 3.2. Features of Less Developed Countries. 3.3. Low Standard of Living. 3.4. Low Level of Productivity. 3.5. Rapid Rate of Population Growth. 3.6. Unemployment and Underemployment. 3.7. Access Dependence on Agriculture. 3.8. Apart from their major common features of LCDs, possesses other features which are given below. 3.9. Causes for Backwardness. 3.10. What is Sum Up? 3.11. Keywords. 3.12. Suggested Readings.
Page 20. Section 3.0. Objectives. After studying this unit, you will be able to explain the main features of less developed countries, LDC. Analyze the causes of economic backwardness of LDCs. Section 3.1. Introduction. In the previous units, we have discussed about the concepts of development and growth, development indicators. In this unit, we attempt to identify similar features of less developed countries. Section 3.2. Features of less developed countries. Less developed countries exhibit certain similar characteristics. We can classify these common characteristics in 5 broad categories. Number 1. Low standard of living. Number 2. Low levels of productivity. Number 3. Rapid rate of population growth. Number 4. Rising levels of unemployment and underemployment. Number 5. Excess dependency on agricultural sector. Let us discuss these features in detail. Section 3.3. Low standard of living. In less developed countries, general standard of living tends to be very low for majority of the people. Page 21. This low standard of living is manifested in the form of low income, poverty, inadequate housing, poor health, illiteracy, high infant mortality, and so on. Less developed economies are poverty ridden mainly because of low GNP per capita income. According to the World Development Report 1994, 58.7% of the world population in low income economies had an average GNP per capita of $390.26. Middle income economies had $2,490 and high income economies had $22,160. The extremely low GNP per capita low income economics reflects the extent of poverty. Economics are divided according to 1995 GNP per capita. Groups are low income, $765 or less, lower middle income, $766 to $3,035, upper middle income, $3,036 to $9,385. High income is $9,386 or more. In 1992, there were 23 rich countries with population of more than 1 million with GNP per capita of $12,210 and more. There were 57 middle income countries with GNP per capita between $670 to $7,510. There were 42 poorest countries, low income countries with GNP per capita of $670 or less. Thus, due to low GNP per capita of $670 or less, LDCs exhibit absolute poverty, which is measured not only by income but also by malnutrition, poor health, inadequate housing, etc. Relative poverty is measured by income. The magnitude of poverty depends on two factors: average level of national income and degree of inequality in the distribution of national income. In less developed countries, low income and also inequality in the distribution of national income are the major causes for poverty. Besides, in most of LDCs, many people fight against malnutrition, ill health, and infant mortality. Low level of literacy and high rate of school dropouts are the other features of LDCs. Thus, interaction of all these characteristics tend to perpetuate the problem of poverty. Page 22, section 3.4, low level of productivity. Throughout, in the less developed countries, labor productivity levels have been low compared with developed countries. This is mainly due to lack of economic opportunities, lack of proper institutional and structural arrangements for self-improvement. Other reasons that can be attributed for low productivity in LDCs are poor nutrition, inadequate food, negative attitude towards a job and physical lethargy, inability, etc. Section 3.5. Rapid rate of population growth. Overpopulation is one of the common features of LDCs. These countries possess high population growth potential with high birth rate and declining death rate. Research and innovations in medical science, introductions of new drugs, better methods of public health, sanitation, all these have reduced death rates, increased birth rates, and rapid increase in population. According to World Development Report of 1997, the average annual growth of population is 1.7% to 2% in LDCs versus 0.7% in developed countries. An important consequence of high birth rate and low death rate in LDCs is that total population in LDCs consists larger population of younger age groups. Example, in LDCs, percentage of population below 15 years age is about 40%, whereas in developed countries, it constitutes only 20 to 25%. A large percentage of children entails a heavy burden on the economy, which implies that this depends do not produce at all, but do consume. Therefore, in LDCs, only a small percentage of population is available as an effective labor force. Besides, in many LDCs, density of population is very high. Check your progress.
Question number 1.
How do you measure absolute poverty? Question number 2. Mention 3 causes for low productivity in less developed country. Question number 3. Account for high birth rate and low death rate in LDCs. Page 23, section 3.6. Unemployment and underemployment. In LDCs, underutilization of labor is another important feature. Underutilization of labor is manifested in 2 forms. Number 1. Underemployment, which refers to those who work less than they would like. Example, they work full-time, but their productivity is low to zero. This is also called disguised unemployment, which is common in agriculture sector. Open unemployment refers to those who are able and eager to work, but no suitable jobs are available. Statistics reveal that in 1995, with the average annual growth of 4.5% in urban population, 20% of the labor force was unemployed. Due to rapid increase in population and slow rate of industrialization, urban unemployment is spreading due to urbanization and education. There are educated unemployees who fail to get jobs due to structural difficulties. In short, it is estimated that open unemployment and underemployment and underemployment, disguised as unemployment, in urban and rural areas are estimated to be about 30 to 35% of the labor force in LDCs. Section 3.7. Excess dependence on agriculture. LDCs are predominantly agricultural countries. More than 2/3 of the population live in rural areas. Their main occupation is agriculture, but agricultural productivity is low due to small and fragmented land holdings. Traditional method of cultivation, poverty, illiteracy of the farmers, etc. Section 3.8. Apart from their major common features of LDCs, other features are given below. A. Dualistic economy. In most LDCs, there exists dual economy. The existence of both market economy and subsystem economy. Market economy is developed. Page 24. Market economy refers to advanced industrial system with all the infrastructural facilities like banking facility, transport facility, etc. Subsistence economy refers underdeveloped and agricultural oriented without proper roads, transport facilities, etc. Dualistic economy increases regional imbalance. Section B. Insufficient capital equipment. LDCs are characterized as capital poor due to low saving, low investment capital. Formation is also low. In LDCs, gross investment is only 5-6% of gross national product, whereas in developed countries, it is about 15-20%. Low investment is mainly due to low savings. Low savings is a result of low per capita. In LDCs, not only ability to save is low, but also willingness to save is low due to ignorance, illiteracy, lack of proper banking facilities. Low saving is also due to demonstration effect. There is a tendency on the part of the people to emulate the consumption standards of rich countries. This tendency increases their conspicuous expenditure and reduces saving capacity, and thereby investment capacity, and results in low rate of capital formation. Section C. Foreign trade orientation. LDCs are generally foreign trade oriented. These countries export primary products, i.e. food grains and raw materials like raw cotton, jute, etc., and import consumer goods and machineries. Too much dependence on export of primary products has resulted in negligence of other sectors of the economy. Similarly, too much dependence on imports of machineries, consumer goods, technical know-how, foreign aid, etc., has affected the balance of payment of LDCs. Section D. Social attitudes. In LDCs, majority of the people are illiterate, ignorant, religious-minded, and conservative. Apart from these, technological backwardness, lack of entrepreneurial ability, underutilization of available natural resources are other features of less developed countries. Page 25. Causes for backwardness. Causes for economic backwardness of less developed countries can be classified into economic factors, social factors, and political factors. Economic factors are: number one, market imperfections are largely responsible for imperfection. Imperfection refers to factor immobility, price rigidity, ignorance of market conditions. Market imperfection acts as an impediment to economic development. Number two, vicious circles. Vicious circles also act as retarding factors for economic development of LDCs. The vicious circle is the result of low capital formation due to lock saving, low investment, low per capita, low national income, low productivity. Number three, lack of infrastructure like power, transport, banking, communication, road, etc. affect economic development. B. Social factors. Socio-cultural rigidities are other impediments to economic development. In LDCs, social institutions like law of inheritance, joint family, religion, caste, and customs, all these hinder economic development. Point C. Political factors. In many LDCs, unstable government, weak administration, and political structure, corruption, red tapism, etc. are impediments to economic development of less developed countries. Thus, economic, social, and political factors are mainly responsible for the backwardness of less developed countries. Section 3.10. Let us sum up. Main features of less developed countries are low standard of living, low level of productivity, overpopulation, unemployment and underemployment, excess dependence on agriculture, dualism, lack of entrepreneurial ability. Page 26. Main causes for backwardness of LDCs are capital deficiency, low per capita and national income, market imperfection, vicious circle of poverty, lack of infrastructure. Apart from economic factors, social regulatory like illiteracy, caste, poor health, and also political factors such as unstable government, weak administration, corruption, etc. are also responsible for the backwardness of less developed economy. Section 3.11. Keywords: underemployment. Underemployment refers to a situation where laborers work full-time, but their productivity will be low or zero. This is also called unemployment disguised. Number two, dual economy. Dual economy refers to an economy where there exist both the market sector and subsistence sector. Number three, capital formation. Capital formation refers to capital accumulation, which depends on rate of saving and investment. Section 3.12, suggested readings. M.L. Jingan, The Economics of Development and Planning. Number 2, Michael Todaro, Economics of Developing World, Professor Satya Prema.